Okay, sorry, running a little late here. Give me a moment here to get make sure I've got all of my things lined up here. Okay, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, number 404, for the 22nd of September, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, and yeah, blah, 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 blah. Everybody here is a regular, so I'm going to skip the boilerplate. I will pause if anybody has some priority traffic. Okay, well, I am AB9FJ, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And I think we all know each other. I see PY2BIL and KF6GPE. And N4RNW was in here just a minute ago. I don't know, something must have arisen down there, and he dropped out. So it's just the three of us and the NB0X-L gateway to All-Star Land. Yeah, so I don't have a topic this week. So anything that's on your mind, just at the top of my head, what's going on lately here at Ham Radio? Last weekend, my local club had a tailgate kind of ham fest, a very low-intensity ham fest, and it wasn't a roaring success, but I enjoyed it. I think some other people went home with some nice stuff. We're still kind of getting over the COVID throwing a wet blanket on socializing. We're coming out of it, but we're still not back to where we were before. So, no new call signs popping up on the dashboard. And in case you haven't been monitoring it, there are some things going on over at SDF. Let me reset here. The Icecast server is down. So that means that the Anon radio stream is down. And in addition, the SIP server is down, which means that the people who normally might be listening to us on the Anon radio stream are not listening to us. So, I don't know. Do you want to say something nasty about those people in comm? Maybe this is your chance to do it, and they won't be able to hear what you say. Let's see, what else? That's about all I got, so let me just start going down my list here. PY2BIL, go ahead.
This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is Seeker Mary. So I wasn't on comm today, so I didn't see all the fun, I guess, with all those services down on SDF today. But I'm sure they will come back. On the radio front on my end, not too much going on of new stuff. I'm still playing around with my relative new now All-Star Note, jumping around, discovering some stuff there. So that, and I'm also started to rebuild my packet notes. It looks like it needed some software upgrades, and I'm suspicious of the SD card. This one runs on a Raspberry Pi, so every now and then you have to replace those SD cards. They start breaking down. So I'm doing that. There's a lot of components there that you have to install, and so it takes some time, and I'm doing it slowly for now. The note is still up. So that's what's going on my front. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. It's always good to hear from you. I see that VK2DY has joined us. Hi, Robert. We don't have a topic this week, and because it's just a few of us regulars here, it's kind of a, I think it's going to be a short net, kind of truncating my script a little bit, not explaining everything because everybody here has been here many times before, and they know the routine. But next on my list is KF6GPE.
Well, good evening and good morning to Robert. Let's see here. This weekend, not a lot of radio stuff. I've been more active on D-Star again, mostly just monitoring, but that's kind of fun. My transmit problems on Reflector 30 Charlie seem to be resolved. I had a QSO today. It was weird for a while. Nobody seemed to hear me. I think there's a setting in my radio that I trip that gets confused. I've got a THD75A now. The other news is that I finally got around to writing a little script to take the data from my Tempest weather radio station and propagate it over to the Apper's IS servers. So you can look up KF6GPE on Apper's.fi, and you'll see the weather station broadcasting. I need to actually hook it up. One second here. Let me let it reset. Sorry, the background noise is a motorcycle. There's a kid that's got one up the road going up and down. Anyway, I still need to hack on the script to make it so it'll actually connect to an old radio and transmit on the air. But for now, at least the folks that are on TCP/IP can see the weather here. That's all I've got going on here. I'll be traveling next week and look forward to the net the week after that. AB9FJ from KF6GPE back to the net.
Okay, Ray, thanks for joining us, and have safe travels next week. Let me see. A new call sign has popped up on the dashboard, and I don't know. It looks sort of familiar, maybe. I'll have to check my log. I see Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Alpha Zulu. No. Zulu Charlie Zulu. Now, perhaps you stumbled in here by mistake, so I'm going to rewind and give my introduction here. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for the Super Dimension Fortress. And evidently, it's some kind of anime thing. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, which means that you can get yourself a free account by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can... And he's gone. Never mind. Right, next on my list is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney. It's currently 10:10 a.m. on a Monday morning. Temperature is 18 degrees Celsius, which is about 64 Fahrenheit, something give or take a little bit. And sunny, bright, beautiful sunny day today. We've had a nice start to spring so far. The last 3 weeks have been absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, other than that, what have I been doing radio-wise? Well, mostly I hang out on the few nets here. I've got my, I love that M1KE. That device just has solved all of my digital connections here. I get into everything. I no longer worry about hotspots or anything else. It's just my M1KE now. And it's a really nice device. I was out and about with it over the weekend and checked into some nets remotely because all I need is it tethered to my iPhone. So it all works well. Other than that, I'm just about finished with the PIDP-11, the PDP-11 scale model. It's basically just the front panel of what a PDP-11 was. If anybody remembers the old mini computers, the PDP-11s, they were a huge thing. In fact, the original CPU was on six big boards that slid into the side. So this is not a recreation of any of that. It's simply a recreation of the front panel, which is good. I wouldn't want anything taking up that kind of space. This is nice. It's set on my desktop, and the blinking lights will look pretty, and I'll be able to actually use it as a... I think there's even a Unix version of it. I think there's like a Unix version for that. So that'll be one of the operating systems I try when I get the thing up and running. But anyway, it runs on a Raspberry Pi, so obviously it does Unix just fine. But this will be emulating a PDP-11, so looking forward to getting that thing finished finally. So many switches, so many diodes, so many lights. It's just so many pieces to put together that it seemed overwhelming at the beginning. But it's now under control, and it'll be finished probably in October. I'll finally do the last bit of assembly work on it. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to...
All right, fine business there, Robert. Yeah, when you get that finished, maybe take a couple of pictures and put them on your QRZ page. I remember working with the PDP-11 back in the 1970s. I'm that old. I think I'm about the same age as you. So, yeah, those were good times. I have some fond memories. I would not want to go back to those days of computing, but it would be kind of nice to have that as a display on your desk for the for your guests and family and so forth to appreciate the blinking lights. On a few occasions, I actually had to use the switches to re-enter the bootstrap code. That was always a lot of fun. I want to thank you again for disconnecting the ham conference in time for us to have the tech link all to ourselves. And just in case there might be some issue in the future, if you want to send me an email or if you don't trust email, suggest some other way to communicate with me how I could do the same thing if necessary on a future net. So that's all I've got there. Let me pass it back to you to see if you have any reply right away.
VK2DY. Yeah, that's fine. I'll send you an email. Sorry about it being connected up. It was connected up for RegisNet, and I usually disconnect after RegisNet, and I just forgot. So it's been connected all weekend. Thanks. I'll send you the email. VK2DY.
Okay, cool. My call sign at ARRL.net should work. Great. Well, anyway, thank you. Let's see. I don't see any new call signs popping up, but I see that Guillermo has been posting some stuff in the chat there, some weather station stuff and some links to apers.fi. Okay, good stuff there. Go back here. Right, okay, looking good. Still no new call signs on the dashboard. So now it's time for rechecks. If you want to come back and add to what you said before, please call now.
KF6GPE recheck.
Go ahead, Ray.
So two things on the PDP. First of all, I have one of those kits in my garage, Robert, so it's good to know they're assemblable. I've just never gotten around to doing it. The second is a funny story about the PDP-8. When I was in high school, my high school physics teacher learned that I lived near where Seagate was. My high school chemistry teacher and physics teacher learned that one of the companies that sold stuff to Seagate was selling a two-rack PDP-8. And I went down and negotiated $75 to buy their system, and one 6-foot rack was their A to D and D to A converters for test equipment for hard drive motors. The other half was a deck pack and the cassette drive and the CPU. And paid $75 for it and loaded it into my dad's pickup truck, brought it back to the house, burned out the clutch, bringing it up the hill. Let me let it reset for a minute. So the first weekend, got it all booted up and played around with it, had a lot of fun with it. Second weekend, I helped dad change the clutch in his pickup truck because that was my fault. And I used it pretty much full time for the first month. And then we got our PG&E bill. And after that, my parents instituted a rule that I could only run it after peak hours. PG&E, sorry, is the power company here. I can only use it after power peak hours from like 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. because I racked up at the time it was a $400 PG&E bill, which would have been almost $1,600 today. So they were not very happy with it. It was an expensive toy to run, but I learned a lot from it. It was an interesting box. It's now at the Computer History Museum in the warehouse. KF6TPE.
Ah, yeah. I could tell you some stories about my experience with a PDP-8, but yeah, those things were pretty massive and they consumed a lot of power. $1,600. Well, equivalent power bill. I can imagine your parents are pretty upset. Wow. So, I think they make there's a PDP-8 version of the Pi 11. So, if you want to restore or return to that front panel, I think you can do that. But you probably already know that. Anyway, pass it back to you, Ray.
Oh, that was all. Thanks for passing it back to me. AB9FJ, KF6GPE.
Okay. Do we have any more rechecks? Yeah. Okay. So I guess this is going to be one of our short nets. We had 4 check-ins, and it's running about 20 minutes. So I guess I'll just wrap it up here and say that this concludes this week's SDS weekly net. This is Net Control Station 89FJ, saying 73, everyone.